This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The global response to control the spread of novel coronavirus continues, with the spotlight now being shined outside of China, where the virus originated. VOA's Lattice Ho.
The virus has spread around the world and has now reached the U.S. capital, Washington, and the surrounding area. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has declared a state of emergency. On Sunday, he announced measures to protect residents, including testing as many people as possible, but he ruled out large-scale quarantines.
What we have seen in China, what we're seeing in Italy, you'd have to do massive quarantine, which would be very disruptive to society and the economy.
The Italian government on Sunday imposed travel restrictions on some 16 million people in the north, including major cities there, such as Milan and Padua, as part of a fight against the deadly virus. People can travel in and out of these areas only with a special permission. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Afghanistan's president-elect Ashraf Ghani and his election rival runner-up Abdullah Abdullah are preparing for parallel swearing-in ceremonies, fueling political tensions and posing a fresh challenge to U.S.-led peace efforts. The Afghan Election Commission late last month declared incumbent Ghani the winner of the bitterly contested September 28th presidential election. But Abdullah, the incumbent chief executive, rejected the outcome as fraudulent, claiming that he and his team had won the vote and threatened to form his own government. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that he will meet with European Union officials in Brussels Monday to discuss an influx of migrants in Turkey. As migrants from Syria continue to cross into Turkey, Erdogan has said that Ankara can no longer abide by the 2016 law that prevents migrants in Turkey from traveling into the European Union. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired three unidentified projectiles into the sea just a week after test firing two short-range ballistic missiles. VOA's Marissa Melton.
North Korea fired three unknown projectiles Monday, according to South Korea's military. It was the second apparent North Korean missile test of the year. The projectiles were fired toward the sea off North Korea's east coast from the eastern town of Sunduk. That's according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. North Korea has sent mixed messages over the past week. Last Monday, North Korea test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles. On Thursday, Kim Jong-un sent a warm letter expressing what South Korea said was his unwavering friendship and trust toward South Korean President Moon Jae-in. It was the two leaders' first contact in months. In a New Year's speech, Kim said he no longer felt bound by his self-imposed suspension of long-range missile and nuclear tests. He also warned the world would soon witness what he called a new strategic weapon. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders have each picked up significant endorsements for their presidential bids over the weekend. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I have decided that I am, with great enthusiasm, going to endorse Joe Biden.
Senator Kamala Harris joins a cluster of one-time rivals for the nomination, posting a video statement Sunday.
We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people. And I believe Joe can do that.
I stand with Bernie Sanders today.
But at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Bernie Sanders picked up his own endorsement from the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
He's never lost his taste for justice for the people.
And Sanders tells ABC's This Week he's not surprised to see the Democratic establishment rallying around Biden.
But we are winning the support of grassroots America because we have an agenda that speaks to working people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Monday marks the day British royal company Meghan and Harry depart from royal duties as they mark out their new life in Canada, away from the media spotlight. AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
The couple's relationship with the media had been turbulent from the start. On their wedding day, the British press featured stories about a rift between Meghan and her father. Harry publicly defended his wife and directed his anger at the intrusive media he has resented all his life. "I will not be bullied into playing a game that killed my mum," he told ITV News last fall. Royals expert Pauline McLaren believes there was a mismatch between strong-minded Meghan and the royal family.
Because royal women are expected to be, you know, clothes horses. They're also expected to, you know, smile a lot, but not really express any strong opinions.
Karen Shamas, London.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.